This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly concluded peacefully last evening with a voter turnout of approximately 60.42%. The highest turnout of 66.25% was recorded in the Northeast Delhi district, while Southeast Delhi saw the lowest at 56.16%. A total of 699 candidates were in the fray. Election Commission had made elaborate security arrangements to ensure free and fair polls in the national capital. A zero-tolerance approach was adopted towards the use of money power in the elections. Enforcement agencies have made seizures worth around 236 crore rupees since the announcement of the Delhi elections on 7th of January. The counting will take place on Saturday. Voting for by-polls was also held in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. About 67.97% voter turnout was recorded in the Erode East and approximately 65.35% in Milkipur. Foreign Affairs Minister of Greece, George Gyrapetridis, arrived in Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. During the visit, Mr. Gyrapetridis will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. His visit will further strengthen India-Greece ties and enhance growing strategic partnership between the two countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met SCO Secretary General Nurlan Yermekbayev in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar congratulated him on assuming this new responsibility. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed India's work in SCO and building of secure SCO. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also had a telephone conversation with Egypt's Foreign Minister Dr. Badr Abdellati today. They discussed recent developments in the region and India-Egypt bilateral ties. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, has said that the northeastern states have become a priority for the government, as for the first time in 65 years, infrastructure facilities such as rail, road and air services have been modernized and increased over the past 10 years. Delivering his speech after the inauguration of the road show in Chennai yesterday, the minister pointed out that in the next decade, the northeastern states will undergo a transformative journey, thereby providing a fast-growing ecosystem to the world. The minister said the central government has envisioned several projects to enhance economic opportunities in the region. Janjati Sanskritik Samagam 2025 will be held at Mahakumbh Prayagraj today, with over 15,000 tribals from across the country set to participate. Our correspondent reports that during the six-day event, everyone will take a pledge to protect the culture and traditions of tribals. The year 2025 has been declared as the Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Birsa Munda. During the event, 25 youth from different states will be awarded who have done excellent work for the tribal community. An exhibition related to tribal society will also be organized, and 120 cultural dance groups from across the country will participate and showcase their art. They will also take a holy dip in Triveni Sangam. Fact-check unit of PIB has said that the claim that Indian migrants were deported from the US with hands and legs cuffed with chains is fake. In a social media post, PIB fact-check said that a fake image is being shared on social media by many accounts with a claim that illegal Indian migrants have been handcuffed and their legs chained while being deported. It said the image in these posts show that these were deported to Guatemala. Prince Rahim Al Husseini has been named the new Aga Khan spiritual leader of the world's millions of Ismaili Muslims following the death of his father. The 53-year-old Prince Rahim, designated as Aga Khan V in his father's will, becomes the 50th hereditary imam of the Ismailis. His father, Aga Khan IV, and billionaire philanthropist Prince Karim Al Husseini passed away on Tuesday at the age of 88 in Portugal, as announced by his charity, the Aga Khan Development Network. He is survived by three sons and a daughter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.